George was around. Where's George?
George and Charles.
I know. And Charles. And Ray. Has anybody seen Ray? Always the last to arrive. Dennis is so far away from me.
Don't have withdrawal.
Okay, so we have about 2 weeks worth of work to do in the next several hours. Before we get into the heart of it, I just want to see what our schedule is. Let me see, how should we do this? I want to figure out how late we can go, because we have the room until like 5 or 6, whatever. I know I need to leave by about 5, a quarter to 5 to get to the airport. Your flight's at 4? Okay. And what time do you have to leave?
My flight's at 8.
8, see you later. David?
I'm here all night.
All night? Whoa, we.
Party in the office room later.
Me too.
Oh, they're all here.
Party in Janice's room later.
Okay. So, and obviously George and Charles are here. And Jabari stays overnight too. Did you double check the hotel? Because I don't know if you had told me originally that you were going to be. Double check the hotel. Okay, so let's see. I'd like to. James is probably going to have to leave a little bit earlier than the rest of us. Okay, yeah. So I think if we can go to probably 3:30 or 4. Sorry about that, James. You don't care. Leave a little early. I'm going to leave with James, I think. Okay. I'm just obviously stalling here until more of the people come in.
Let's go.
Okay. Again, I want to thank everybody for hanging in there with us and helping us do this. I did a quick survey of the document. In terms of what we did not cover yet, we didn't cover Article 1, Section 3, the principles, policies, and practices. We have to go back to the diversity, the election model and the diversity issues in that. That's Article 4, Section 5. We did not really cover in Article 5, Section 1F, duties of the directors, and then sections 2 through 10 on the directors. One second. We did not cover in Article 8, the local station boards, Section 8, specific associate stations. We did not cover Article 9 in its totality, Article 10, Article 11, Article 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17. Now, most of the, I think, pretty much from 11 on through, 11 through 17, a lot of that is pretty boilerplate stuff.
Except 17.
Except 17. So 17, I think we should try and get to today. So, what I think we need to do today is Article 1, Section 3, Principles, Policies, and Practices. Article 4, Section 5, Local Station Diversity Goals and Requirements. And then Article 5, all the stuff related to the directors. And then the grandfathering issue we have to come back to. Let's tackle those and then see where we are. Jane? Jane has a question. Okay.
Second question has to do with counting. I have a very deep problem with counting anyone twice.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I know how that, came over.
issue with me.
And I'm wondering if we, building a new certificate, can address the issue that a woman is a woman and a person of color is a person of color.
Okay.
That makes more than
right.
One can't be counted.
Okay.
Jane, I'm sorry, but you know none of that got on air, on record, or anywhere in the world except for in our ears, and I appreciate that. But my point is that in conducting this meeting, we need to recognize that this is being recorded. I believe it's being broadcast. It's certainly being webcast, and we need to ensure that people identify themselves however they wish, but nonetheless so that they can speak on mic so we have a record of what they say. What Jane was asking about was, and I'm going to do a very poor job of paraphrasing you, Jane. I apologize. But that you were asking for a definition of members that you were... well, you know what? I'm not going to try to paraphrase it. I'm sorry. No, I think we need to move on. We need to ensure
Let
that those that want
say,
to offer
Jane
comments...
Let me just say, Jane Jackson from Northern California raised two issues. One is the question of eligibility and the exact wording on that. She'd like us to be clear about that. And the other, it has to do with the... in the voting process, how people... I'm sorry.
50-50 women and
people right.
Of color, that woman of color should be one person.
Right. There's issues that she's raising about in the diversity requirements. But that's a whole topic that we're going to come back to today.
Okay,
so, right. No, we haven't missed that. We're not done with that discussion. We are coming back to that. So, I want to try and go in the order that they're in here for. Just because that's the way I want to do it. Okay, so, yes.
You're off mic.
Mic phone, yeah. Again, yeah, folks, try and just jump up to the mics.
You also, I think, need to cover Article 5, Section 1, Subsection C, which is the number of national board members.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You're absolutely right.
You said Article 5.
No, but I didn't say all of it. That's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. We'll keep moving. And there may be some other thing that I miss as we go along. Okay.
Oh, no.
We're on page one. No, page two. Section three, principles, policies, and practices. Now, I know that it... I think at the Houston meeting and at the D.C. meeting, where we were talking about bylaws, I had promised Bob some time to motivate all this. Could you do that really briefly? Because just because we're so... Huh? Can you do it in 2 minutes? Thank you. Ted, can you help with the... Two. Okay, you have 30 minutes. No. 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, again, my name is Bob Lederer. I'm a staff member at WBAI. And the WBAI Unity Caucus for several months has proposed a statement of principles be incorporated in the bylaws. And this, the concepts behind most of these have been endorsed through straw polls at the meeting of the WBAI Bylaws Committee. There are two separate parts, and I really hope that the board will consider these separately and straw poll them separately. One is a general preamble of the principles that we believe characterize Pacifica's programming for most of the last 50 years, except for the recent period in some of the stations. And that what we're proposing in this preamble is not a rewriting of the mission statement that's part of the Articles of Incorporation, but an implementation and clarification and putting it in 21st century terms. I won't go into what that is now. You can read the basic principles about peace with justice and human rights and critiquing capitalism, et cetera. But the second part is more specific, and again, we hope these will be voted on separately because they're binding policies we're proposing that while, of course, they could be adopted by a future elected board as a resolution, as a set of resolutions, we think they're kind of akin to the Bill of Rights as being so central to the principles of Pacifica that they should be enshrined in bylaws and very difficult to amend. Because they are the core issues that some of them are the core issues that the movement to reclaim Pacifica fought for over the past few years, such as the unacceptability of any gag rule that would interfere with broadcasters' right to express their opinions about internal Pacifica business, such as the right of unpaid as well as paid workers to unionize, and so that no legal rulings can be thrown in the faces of those staff to as obstacles to having union rights protected, such as non-discrimination based on race, gender, and all the other categories, and such as full accessibility to the disabled, and finally the leadership of women and people of color at all levels, not simply elected boards, but also committees and other structures. And there's others here, but for lack of time, I'll leave them for now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in the document that we got, you know, that we're working off of here, on page 2 of it, it says, under section 3, it says WBAI policies and practices, and it says to implement, and then there's points A through J. So that part, that's the preamble part that Bob is referring to. That's before us, the text there. The second part, the binding policies part, isn't. I don't think it's in the document here.
But
it was handed out to everybody yesterday or Friday. I don't remember when. So I don't know if everyone still has it. Okay. It's called on the front side.
Front side.
Yeah, he's giving more. He's giving out more copies. Great. Thank you. Thanks. Put another one down on the table for Ray when Ray comes in. And then maybe Dan can get one too. Okay, thank you.
I did find one.
Okay. Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, paper flying left and right. All right, so let's start with the first part, the preamble. This would go into this section 3. Do we need to read it out loud? Let me read it out loud. Take a second. And again, people who are listening via the webcast, you can go to pacifica.org or wbai.net, and all these documents, I believe, should be on those there. I don't know if we're being broadcast on K today. No. Okay, so this is for the webcast. And again, thanks to our technical support people. Okay, to implement Pacifica's purposes, as stated in Section 2 above.
Section 2 is the statement of purposes from the Articles of
Incorporation. From the Articles of Incorporation, right. The Foundation will maintain a non-commercial radio network that, A, is committed to peace with social justice, B, offers progressive political information and analysis as a tool for positive social, political, economic, and cultural change. C, promotes the most progressive currents of culture, arts, and ideas, and provides a venue for non-mainstream artistic presentations that are rarely heard on other electronic media. 4D, exposes injustice and inequality of all types, both nationally and internationally. E, educates about the fundamental role of capitalism, corporate globalization, and global apartheid in the ecological, social, political, and economic devastation of this planet. F, recognizes the critical importance and provide an outlet for the global grassroots movement for human rights, social and economic justice, and sustainable development to the survival of this planet. G, advances the self-empowerment and self-determination of exploited, oppressed, and or disenfranchised communities, populations, and nations. H, respects the rights of all workers to be treated equitably and respectfully. I, encourages the free expression of controversial, marginalized opinions. And J, seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these broad principles. So we're going to look at that first, and then we'll do the binding policies. Comments? George?
I have a problem with E, the idea that it educates about the fundamental role of capitalism in the global social, political, and economic devastation of this planet. capitalism is what has allowed all of us to be in this room. There are certainly aspects of it that are very bad, have had bad effects on this world and all people. But to make a blanket statement that it's a bad thing is wrong and in denial and naive.
Okay.
You cannot make the kind of blanket statement.
Okay.
There are bad aspects of it, yes, but...
Okay, other comments on this? Yes, David.
I really like A and J. I think everything else has got to go. This is a statement of political perspective, a specific political perspective. I am, despite my petty bourgeois tendencies, a radical leftist, socialist-minded kind of guy. hey, you know, I got a cop to some of my weaknesses. But the point is that Pacifica is above that fray. I am a steward, a trustee, as it were, a board member, to perpetuate and protect the mission as set forth in the Articles of Incorporation. And I do not see Pacifica as a leftist organization. And I reject that. I vehemently reject that. It's above that. I dare say that I think any wise, well-informed, educated person is going to come to a similar perspective that I have, because it's the best perspective.
Said modestly.
No, but seriously, I mean, I recognize the irony of that statement. It's stupid, of course. And so am I. But I'm operating within the limited perspectives that I have. And I need to recognize that just because I agree with the principles set forth in virtually everything said, but from A to J, everything between A and J is political statement, and it's taken sides in battles that we need to get above the fray on. So I agree with it. I love it. I'll put it on my wall, but I reject it for the bylaws.
Okay. Are there other comments? Other comments we want to make? James. Yes.
Contrary to what my brother from L.A. has said, I do appreciate D. Exposes injustice and inequality of all types, both nationally and internationally. I would concur that A and J are fairly sound principles. The rest are kind of out there.
Carol?
I don't want to go from our artfully, beautifully written, broad statement of purposes in the Articles of Incorporation to specific language in our bylaws, interpreting what that means to some, if not all of us, today. 15 years from now, what the issues of the world will be, you know, and the language in which we, and the circumstances in which we'll be envisioning it will change. Our articles, I think, incorporate all of this. And I think that this limits us rather than opens our horizons. So I would prefer not to do this.
And if I could, okay, Charles.
I was going to say also that, again, I concur with everyone about making political statements. One of the things that kind of caught my attention is it seems to be limited, you know, the statement of non-commercial radio. It's not the non-commercial part that I have. It's this concept that we don't know what we will be involved in the future as far as maybe other publishing or maybe TV or whatever. But I'd like to see that those types of statements keep a broad, make it open so that the foundation can evolve as time passes, and you never know in the future they may want to be involved in some other media process. And when you say limit yourself to radio, then you again, you just want to keep an open view that other media is available.
And let me say something else. I also have problems with this. Again, I agree. I mean, this is a good, not total reflection of my own politics. I think there's some critical things missing from this. If I was going to identify, you know, put forth a an explanation of my own politics, but I, you know, tend to agree with stuff in here. But there are some problems with it, and some, for instance, in H, respect the rights of all workers to be treated equitably and respectfully. I think all people should be respected equitably and respectfully. I don't think it's just workers. And even the definition of workers is, you know, sometimes controversial. you know, do women who work at home, are they considered workers? By this, you know, it's not spelled out. It's not. So, and I do think, I agree with Carol, and I think some other people said it too, that the mission, I mean, I have been, in the last two or so years, I've several times gone back and read that mission, and I've been each time re-impressed with how good a statement it is, and how inclusive it is, and how it allows us to speak to the moment that we're in. And I don't think we really need to, at this point in the life of this organization, do anything with that. I like the way it is. So, and I'm not, even though this is not intended to rewrite the mission, I think it will serve that, but that's how it will be interpreted. I think it would require such greater discussion about each of the items to figure out exactly what language we might feel comfortable with or might want to change or might not want in it or might want in it, you know, all that, that I'm just not sure that it's necessary nor appropriate for the bylaws, you know, at this point in the life of this organization. Okay, you can say one-minute word. Yeah.
All right. I have to,
you have to be on the microphone, though.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not hooked in, but
it's broken.
There's no mic with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so just hold it in your hand and speak right.
It's okay. All right. I had prepared a statement, sort of, which I distributed to the board last night. I don't know how many of you got a chance to look at it. And I gave it copies to others. I wasn't able to make as many copies as I would like for everybody. However, I'd like to briefly take this moment to say it's proposed revision of Article 1, Section 2 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws draft by Beresford Jones, WVAI Committee for a Unified Membership.
You're not going to have time to read the whole thing. Just get to the point, the most important point you want to make, please.
The most important point is simply this, that we're in a particularly dangerous period, and the whole question of what needs to be done about it, I think, bears a great deal upon what stations like Pacifica radio stations can do. Because let's face it, no one else is speaking out. No other broadcast media is speaking out against the abuses of power, against the dangers, against the threats to the planet, and so on. And I feel that it's critical that we are able to have a guide, so to speak, to alert, you know, the people in the Pacifica to their responsibilities and how the station can be used. And so, although the statement is very good, I don't question that. I feel that a slight addition at the last paragraph would help, which reads such. Okay. Can a small network of radio stations with alternative programming and limited resources and budgets save the world? Certainly not alone, but the voices of Pacifica are crucial to the dissemination of the kind of information that is essential to the education of the public, to the dangers to the planet, and to the necessity for the empowerment of the people to do something about it. Pacifica radio stations are the only...
Let him finish.
No, I'm going to hold it.
Just let him finish.
Pacifica radio stations are the only stations in America broadcasting the unbridled truth, exposing the abuses of power, giving a microphone to dissenters from the mainstream, and giving a platform to social critics who have the courage to speak out against the destructive actions and policies of the political power structure and the symbiotically related military-industrial complex that are causing widespread human suffering, poverty, and disease throughout the world. So that I feel that...
I'm very sorry.
I feel that we should put something in at the tail end of the mission statement to address the critical issues of today, like social justice. Okay, and I feel that in that kind of way, we can help further guide the directions toward trying to find solutions and trying to use the educational commitment of the Pacifica Foundation stations, all right, to move in the right direction, okay?
Okay,
and I'd like to, at this point, Leslie, ask for some time, a little later on before we close, okay, to address the possibility of setting up an ad hoc committee, okay, that can... investigate the kinds of ways programming, national programming,
okay, let me
could address some of
that,
these issues.
That's not appropriate. We're not going to get to that today. We can discuss that at the December board meeting in Washington, but we're just not going to have time to get to that last part today. Okay, thank you, Barrister.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we have actually then two proposals. We have this preamble before us, and Barrister has also brought before us a proposal to add a paragraph at the ending of the mission statement itself. So, do I hear any motions? Yes. David.
Well, I would propose that the preamble provided to us the language that we discussed and that I soundly discounted a little while ago. That the ANJ, that to state that Pacifica is committed to peace with social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these broad, to these principles, I wouldn't say broad principles, I would move that that be added to whatever language we state within the principles and policies, because indeed it's true that peace with social justice and seeking to involve people committed to that, I think is a fair statement, and it's not really stated anywhere else in any of the documentation of Pacifica. I think it's a fairly broad and succinct policy statement that would go along with, for example, I see the collaboration proposal from WPFW, which is essentially the same as that in the KPFK Unity Caucus, but that those A and J be added.
Added where, Dave? What paragraph?
They'd be inserted into Section 3 at the beginning.
Okay, is there a second to that? That in Section...
I'll second that.
Okay, in Section 3, Principles, Policies, and Practices, it would read... To implement Pacifica's purposes as stated in Section 2 above, the Foundation will maintain a non-commercial radio network.
No. I merely said that. I didn't say that. I said that Pacifica is committed to peace and social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these principles.
Okay, so is everyone clear?
No. Dave, would that then be followed by the paragraph submitted by Unity Caucus of KPFK that says the activities of the Foundation are supported by communities of listeners, volunteers, paid and unpaid staff?
It could be. I'm really saying that the preliminary... I'm not moving the other components. I'm really saying, in relation to the preamble provided to us by the WBAI folks, that I would not accept the whole thing, but I certainly would accept A and J. And so I would move that we consider inserting that into that
first
section.
Okay, then we can see if anybody wants to make a motion to include the Unity Caucus part.
Thank you.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
Before you call me, could you read the paragraph 5 that's to be included so that they know what...
Yeah, no, because that's a different issue. It's another item that has to do with adding a paragraph to the mission.
Right.
So that's another... We're not on that topic right now.
Oh, I thought that
we're not on that topic, no. We're under the Section 3. We're not looking at Section 2 right now.
Okay.
Section 3. So the motion is... that Section 3 would begin, and it may end with this, but at least it would begin with, Pacifica is committed to peace with social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these principles.
To these principles.
To these principles. Sorry. Okay. The Pacifica Foundation. Okay, folks, you all get it, right? All those in favor of putting that language in?
One, two, three.
three, four, five, six. And all
it's A and J, right?
Yeah, right. And J. And all opposed, one. And abstaining, two, three. So I think that would go in. Then we have before us the paragraph from...
Leslie, sorry, this is Ray. It seems to be that both E and F, for example, well, E might be modified, maybe. I understand there was some criticism of language. That it recognizes there's a new awareness about globalization and that it, indeed we're on one planet that is not expressed anywhere in the document. That would express most of the tremendous amount of the fighting taking place now.
Carol?
There's a principle that if you start enunciating specifics, the things you leave out are not important and don't matter. I think that if we start enunciating a laundry list of things that I have no objection to but doesn't include everything important, we're making a bad mistake. We have a wonderful statement of purposes, and this is just a mistake, folks.
I agree. Let me just ask for a straw poll. Do people want to? I'm sorry you came in late, Ray.
Can I finish? I'm saying when it
says
the survival of the planet.
Ray, excuse me. Let me just finish.
This is a fraction of a statement.
Ray, excuse me. Let me just finish. That you came in late, so you missed some earlier discussion about these points. What I want to do by a quick show of hands is to see if people want to go further in a discussion of any of the items put forth by the preamble. You know, put forth in any of the B to I items. If people want to discuss it further, we'll discuss it further by one quick show of hands about whether or not people want to do that. Okay, so it's just do people want to continue discussion of items, any of the items between B and I in the preamble for, you know, toward the end of possibly including them? Or do people not want to proceed with that discussion? Okay, so all those who want to continue discussion on those points, raise your hand. One, two. Okay, and all who don't want to. One, two. Well, obviously, okay. So then we go to the KPFK Unity Caucus principles. The activities of the foundation are supported, and that's in your document, in the big document. The activities of the foundation are supported by communities of listeners, volunteers, paid and unpaid staff and contributors. Because the basis of the foundation's governance is democratic, and because of the primacy of the tradition of volunteerism in the foundation, all of the roles and relationships within the Pacifica communities should promote collaborative processes where, to the greatest extent practicable, all affected persons are consulted and given an opportunity to be heard, both within the structure of governance and in the management of the foundation.